I grew up watching Westerns on an old round-screen TV. I told my folks a horse and ranch were perfect gifts for me. We lived in Philadelphia, so I didn't have much hope. I wore my 6 guns anyway and practiced with my rope. My dad came home from traveling and his news was just the best. He told us we were moving to a ranch house in the West near Denver, Colorado. It was all one word to me. I knew just what I could expect. I'd seen it on TV. My hopes and dreams that summer, well, they shriveled up and died. And I found disappointment on that long cross-country ride. We didn't try to join up with those westbound wagon trains. We didn't set up tents at night to sleep out on the plains. We stayed in motor courts, and late at night I nursed my dream. We didn't trade our Chevy for a buckboard and a team, and Denver had no dirt streets nor one horse tied to a branch. Our new brick-sided ranch house, well, it came without a ranch. My mother cried because we left her family far behind. I cried when I asked Daddy for a horse, and he declined. My mother tried to help me, though she felt so bad herself. One day she took the music books down from the closet shelf. We sat at our piano and sang songs about the West. All good, but Tumblin' Tumbleweeds was way above the rest. She said the song was beautiful, and so the weeds must be. When fall came, she would watch those pretty tumbleweeds with me. So when the nights got frosty and the leaves turned golden brown, some most unpleasant visitors soon moseyed through our town. First one or two, then several formed up groups and planned attacks. They scratched and bit when they could sneak behind unguarded backs. We watched them safely from our brand new ranch house, warm and neat, when herds of tumbling tumbleweeds stampeded down our street.